This is Ray Hanania with another podcast that I hope you will enjoy. Again, you can get information on all my podcasts at thedailyhookah.com. I'm Ray Hanania. Enjoy this one. I'm on the line with Shadi Sharoor, who is a filmmaker, a Christian Palestinian Arab citizen of Israel, who lives in Nazareth. And he's produced what sounds like a very funny comedy called Holy Air. And Shadi, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tell us, what. Give us a little overview of, and I've read everything about it, but and I haven't seen it, but I will soon, but what is Holy Air about, and what were you trying to convey with the movie?
Well, it's really a very personal story, and it's kind of Scream, my own Scream. When my wife told me that she's pregnant 12 years ago, I was not ready to have children because how can I be a father in first of all in this world and specifically in Nazareth when I want to achieve my dreams but I can't, like everything is very everything has dead end and the ceiling is very low.
Was it because you're, you know, as a family man, you know, with expecting a baby, or is it because of where you live? You know, where were all the pressures from?
Yeah, first of all, I'm a Palestinian Arab inside Israel, so I'm minority. I'm even minority inside minority, so I'm kind of stuck.
Right.
For the Jewish, I'm Arab, and inside the Arab minority, I am minority, and you know, the Arab, in order to survive, they have to live like in tribes or families. So you have to have a powerful family or, you know, powerful somebody to push you,
right,
to help you. So so the minorities are very weak economically. And also to be a minority inside Israel, we have a very low ceiling above us. For instance, I cannot be so many things. I was dreaming when I was a kid to be a pilot, but my parents, they didn't tell me that you cannot be a pilot because you're an Arab.
Right.
I cannot be so many things. So how can I deliver this to my kids?
So you have all these pressures.
I'm ambitious. I have dreams, but it's very limited. So when my wife told me that she's pregnant, my first reaction was, no, I'm not ready. And I wanted abortion, and we decided abortion for 1 week. But after that, we decided to keep it.
Good.
And then this was the trigger of the film.
Now, have you always had, you know, a lot of times, and we learn this from Jewish people too, that in their tragedy, they turn to humor in the, you know, when you're under so much pressure, and I understand what you're talking about being a Christian Arab. Everybody thinks I'm Muslim. And when I tell them I'm not Muslim, I'm Christian, they're surprised. Like they go, oh, how did you become a Christian? So I understand you're in a little niche that you have everybody around you. How do you, you know, did you intentionally want to use humor to get out of it? Did you see humor as a way to, you know, deal with these different frustrations, maybe?
Yeah, first of all, yes. And second, I believe that I wanted to make a film, and we agreed, me and Dylan, the producer, that it's very human. And I think that nowadays people doesn't really like to watch heavy stuff. Everything is heavy, the news
right.
is heavy, everything is tension. So I wanted to make something that people can relate to and can be attached to, and through the love, through the you know, humor, I can bring them into the story and then give my message. So that's the kind of a way to bring the audience in, and I think I have it in my DNA. And so that's something that I have it in my daily life. So I use it.
And go back to your story about how, you know, you were like, at first you were reluctant, then you and your wife decided, yes, let's have the baby, given all the things happening around you. What tell me a little bit about the story. How did the two connect? What your experience, what you went through, and what became this film?
When she told us she's pregnant, we decided to, we had a mutual, of course, decision to make abortion. Because we have a conservative society, I can't say that I'm going to make abortion to my parents, or he or she cannot say that to her parents. We have to keep it secret. So we had a week of, we lived like a week of like a roller coaster of emotions, and we felt like we are, because we are keeping this secret, it's like we are making a conspiracy against the fetus. But during this week, she had a fear attack one night, and that was like, I didn't know what was that, but after that I figured out that it's a fear attack, and we decided to keep it, and I wanted to make a film that is documentary about us, like mockumentary about us bringing a child to this world in Nazareth. And I went out to find a production company, somebody to help me to get through, but I couldn't. So I couldn't bring money. So a year goes by, we had the first kid, and I decided to make a fiction about this story. But I was trying to submit the film to different places in Israel and outside Israel, in Europe, in Israel, in the Arab world, everywhere. But I was getting negative answers, and by that time I had the first baby and the second baby, and I started to feel that I'm very far from this script, because when I started it started with a couple who wants to emigrate and they have a baby, and suddenly I'm stuck there in Nazareth. I have two kids, two daughters, lovely daughters. And I can't move on in my life. I'm stuck. So I felt that I have to sell air in order to survive. And this is a term that everybody uses there. Like, we are selling air. What are we doing here? We're selling air.
Right.
So I updated the movie, the script, from a guy or a couple who wants to emigrate to a couple who are surviving there, and he has to sell air in order to survive. So I used the holy air as a metaphor for many things. Like, the three religion comes together for holy air. The father is buried on the air. We are living in a place that we have to survive so we can sell air to survive, and many things.
To be magician.
You have to be magician in order to survive.
Yeah, and let's also introduce Ilan Moskovich. He's your producer. Is it okay to bring him in? Ilan,
join
the podcast.
Hello, Ray.
Hi, Ilan. Thank you. And you are Israeli,
Jewish? I'm Israeli. I was born in Akko, Akka. It's in north of Israel. It's before 1948. It was an Arab town.
Right.
My family came from East Europe, from Romania, in the 60s. My father was in the camps. He was a survivor, Holocaust survivor. And I grew up in the Arab town, because my father has a small kiosk of the Arab cinema.
Wow!
In the 60s.
So
this balcony, small kiosk of the Arab cinema influenced me a lot for all my life.
Wow! So you have background in movies then and film.
Of course. So I didn't know that I will became a filmmaker, but I saw a lot of movies. So when I came to Tel Aviv to study cinema, it was 22 years old, and after the study I met maybe the famous director, Israeli director in the world, Amos Gitai.
Right.
And you heard about Amos Gitai?
He sounds familiar. He sounds familiar.
Hey, he was, he made more than 50 movies.
Wow.
He participated in Cannes 4 times or in Venice 5 times in the official competitions.
And how did...
all around the world. So I met him and I start to work with him mm-hmm. as a personal assistant. And after that we make together, I make with him 25 movies.
Wow.
And how... He was a producer and I became a producer and an acting mentor and also director for documentaries. And before 8 years, I went to my hometown, to Akko, to see a theater festival. Because there is a very famous theater festival in Akko, and it was 2009, and I came to see a play, someplace. And by coincidence, in one of the plays, I saw Shadi first time on the stage. It was a really nice play. And after the play, I come to Shaky Zend. I tell him, my name is Ilan Moskovitz. I know you. And I like you a lot. You're a really good actor. And I also like the gap between his physique and his... from one end, and the second end is very sensitive and very light. So I tell him that I like him, and I hope that we will walk together at the future. And then he said, "Can I tell you a story?"
Yeah.
I says, "Of course." I try all the time. I try to get stories. I like stories. So he says, "Okay." I tell him, let's go to take a hummus. This is my hometown. I know very good the Arab town, the Arab area. And he tell me the story. And I like a lot the story, but not only, you know, yeah, I like the story, but I like also the tone. Because, you know, I'm a casting director. I make more than 20 films as a casting director. So... I'm an observer. First, I don't have to be smart or genius to understand that Shadi is a social person. Even everyone is on political ideas when you are 30, 40, 50, but is not into politics like me.
Right.
I have my own ideas, but yeah. I'm very social.
Right.
So I like him immediately. I feel that we are the same. What is the differences between me and him?
Right.
Hey, and also I live in an Arab town, in Akka, and I know even I'm a Jewish, and I don't decide to be Jewish. And even my father survived, and all his family died, and you know, I saw things in this small balcony. And in this small balcony, it says that it's not equal. In our place, it's not equal.
Right.
This is the truth.
Right.
Because now it became a Jewish country, and you know there is people. You know the parents of Shadi, they are really great. They remind me of my parents because we are small families, proletarian. We are not rich, so they was born before 48 in this place.
Yeah.
Even before my parents came here.
Wow.
So, what?
Yeah, that's phenomenal. It's to me, it's interesting that two people, you know, that we stereotype everybody, Arabs and Jews. We say we don't get along, but
yeah,
in reality,
I'm against it. My wife, she's my daughter. She's not Christian. She's not Jew. She's a person.
Yes.
Because for the Jewish. She is a Christian. For the Armenian, she is a Jew because it's going
yes.
for the with
and,
the mother
and
with
it,
the father.
And whatever
and I look to Shadi, he's beautiful than me. He's so nice. What? We are the same.
Yes, not everybody
are the same.
Not everybody believes that. Not everybody believes that. But the truth is that we can tell the story, good, bad, whatever. I think it's so important. To tell the story, and it sounds like you and Shadi have actually told a good story that brings everything together in a human way and in a funny way.
Yes, and also one thing, and then you continue to speak with Shadi. At the same time that he told me, so I tell you that I like him a lot as a person, as an actor. I saw that he is talented, and I like the story, and I saw that he is social, and he is not into politics. And also, I like the way that it's very subtle, because this I like movies that they are subtle. I saw a lot of
very
movies
subtle.
Way.
Right. Very subtle.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. Smart and make you to think about what you.
Yeah, they don't really put things into your face.
Right.
That's all.
Right,
I have to say something that we when you live inside this Holy Land as Palestinian or Israeli, if you want to survive and have a positive life, you have to search for a partner, a real partner. And nowadays, everybody becomes very fanatic and very right wings.
Right.
And it's hard to find a real partner. And for me, Ilan is a real partner because he's a real leftist in his soul. So he's like a brother. He's a real partner. It's hard to find that.
Shadi, how do you survive, Shadi, as a you know, in a world where other people want to define you and they want you to believe, you know, to be angry or to be happy or to how do you walk through a forest and avoid all the anger and the politics? How do you do that? That must be difficult to do that.
Yeah, it's so difficult. And I expressed that exactly in the film. Like, there is a scene in the film that Adam is like in the car in traffic jam, and suddenly a guy come out of the other car, and he's saying, "Why do you honk?" And there is suddenly a fight between them, and his anger comes out to the point that he thinks that he's killing this guy. So all the tension that we live every day, you can feel it in the street. Everybody is tense. It's like you go on the street, you're afraid that people can, like, just when you honk, maybe somebody could be killed. So the stress is becoming the part of your life, and it forces you to do things that you never think that you can do them. Like, why? So it's not easy to survive, and you have to control your nerves.
Do people
like everybody? Every time I go, every time I go to the airport, I feel it that when they see my name, it's Shadi. They take me aside and they search me more than other people.
Right.
Yes, and Ilan also. When he comes with me, he goes by like aside, but he tried to tell them, "Hey, why do you take him?" He's trying to push me with him, and he feel with me. And like at the beginning, they think I'm a Jewish or because I look maybe Argentinian, but when they see my name, Shadi, what's that, Shadi? It's not Arab name, and I feel it every time. So if I don't control my nerves, like people, not everybody can control the nerves, so maybe you can get a fight, start to talk, and they can take you to a jail or something.
Yeah, and also, sorry that I interrupt Shadi, but...
No, you're not
also,
interrupting. Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, I feel it. Look, I came from an Arab town, so this is in my DNA, and sometimes I you know, I'm observer. I look not only about Shadi, a lot of people that they are start to speak, and suddenly they have a different accent in Hebrew, the people immediately look different about them.
Wow.
Not all the people, but a lot of
right.
people. A lot of people. So sometimes, just a second. Suppose I was a student, and I was a student, and I was even afraid to say it.
Yeah, for I just give you a very quick sample. Like when I was... my cinematographer is living in Tel Aviv, a great guy. His name is Daniel Miller. And when we He was coming to Nazareth, and sometimes I was going to Tel Aviv to sit with him. And once I was sitting with him, like drinking coffee in a coffee shop in Tel Aviv, and talking about the film and the shooting. And in that day, there was something happened in Tel Aviv. You know, like there was the like guy, Arab guy, who killed a few people in the street, and he was killed. You feel the tension. And my wife called me at that day when I was sitting in the restaurant. I answered her and I started to speak in Hebrew.
In Arabic?
No, in Hebrew. In Hebrew. So people around me don't feel that I'm Arab. And I tried to, of course, mime the Israeli accent. And she understood. She told me, Shadi, be aware, where are you? Don't go this way. Come back. Hurry up. So this is a way of surviving.
Is it
but
tough?
If I look more Arab, I think it's not easy to survive.
Is it tough? It's not easy to go.
Like also the Jewish, when they go to Arab areas, like now the new generation is going very far with their stereotypical point of view. Like and they grow up on hate and tension, and they see the other as a monster. Jewish see the Arab as monster, and the Arabs see the Jewish as monster. So there's a big wall between the two nations.
Is it hard, Shadi and Ilan, to present a movie that can't make everybody happy? Do you know what I mean? It's like you're going to have some Arabs that are going to be angry, some Arabs that are going to be happy, some Israelis, Jews that will be angry, some Jews that'll be happy. Do you think about that when you make a movie, how to address that? Or do you just say, I'm going to make my movie, and however people react, they react?
Actually, filmmaking is very dangerous in the Middle East.
I think
everywhere.
It is.
If you want to say your words,
right. Yeah,
it's dangerous. And of course, we think about it, and I want to make whatever I want. I had to experience in different also projects that I was in danger. Like I was in 24 Hours Jerusalem. It's a very big, huge project. Was shot in Jerusalem with 20 Israeli directors, 20 Palestinian, 20 European. And I was the head of the Palestinian directors. And the BDS, they boycotted us. So the people there were really against us. And I had a phone call from I don't know who. And they told me, where are you? We're going to bomb you.
Yikes.
So I was renting a room in a hotel, but I was sleeping every day in somewhere else. But I did this project.
Good.
So, it's something that we are used to. And I know that this film is, when it comes out, not everybody going to like it. I don't know what's going to happen.
Have you gotten any invitations from
I don't
go ahead,
really, I don't think about it. Shadi more than me, and I understand. I understand a lot because we are, I don't know, in a different position. But for me, I want that all the people will see the movie, and because for me, the religion, it's, I don't like this.
Yeah, it is. It
make a lot of problem. You know, I don't decide to be a Jew. Shadi don't decide to be an Arab. You don't decide to be an. What does it mean? We are a human being.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I see that it makes a lot of problem from all the history. It's a lot of problem. So for me, it's. But I like that it's subtle. You have to see the movie. It's not into the face. He joke about,
right.
The Christian or the Muslims or the Jews, but in a very nice way. And also we can laugh about this situation, because if you think about it, Ray, and you sound very smart, this is an absurd, the situation.
Yes.
It's an absurd. So the movie is also, there is of great scene that they're absurd. You laugh about a very serious issues.
I think you guys are doing a tremendous service, one, by working together. I think it's so important, because not only do we understand Jews, but Jews understand us more. And I know
there is a lot.
Yes, and it's tough to do what you guys are doing because I know that just because you're at the Israeli Film Festival, a lot of Arabs are going to be upset and they don't even care what your movie is about, and that's unfortunate. But I think that yes. You guys need to keep doing what you're doing, and that the more people, when they see it, they're going to understand that this is good for all of us. I'm happy to see you guys do this together, and I'm going to do what I can to help you promote it.
One last thing, I mentioned that always when they asked me about the funding and the film and why did you get from here and not from there. For me, as a Palestinian inside Israel, if I get money from Arab world, then I cannot get money from Israel. And if I get money from Israel, I cannot get money from the Arab world. And the film is like, I feel that nowadays directors become like prostitutes. Wherever you get the money from, you belong there.
Right, you do what they want you to do.
Very
right?
hard. And for me, it's my money. I deserve this money. I pay the taxes. It's my right. Inside Israel, when I pay the taxes, this is my right. It's a governmental money. But we are 20%, but we don't get the 20% that we deserve, and we fight for that.
Right.
So that's one thing that I wanted to mention, because when I read your article, I thought that you really understood what's happening with the film.
I think it's very tough, especially because you're Christian. I think it's very hard to do what you did. I think it's, you know, a huge achievement that you're able to do this. And I think it would be sad.
Yeah, that was very, like, I wanted to bring an Arab and Christian and Palestinian family, because I feel that we are vanishing from them.
We
from
are.
Israel, Palestine, the Holy Land, and even the Middle East, and we don't have some power to help us. I feel alone. I feel that my only... my only power is my family, my wife, and I have to be so smart to survive, and that's the way I brought the Adam, the main character. Yep. I also, one last thing, I wanted to raise the knowledge about the Christian minorities or the Christian Arab that are living in the Middle East.
Is that an
because
important?
As you mentioned,
everything
that goes out in it doesn't have not so much, but we don't see ourselves. So I wanted to bring us into the screen to raise up a little bit the acknowledge about our communities.
Is it hard to make a statement about being Christian? Do you think? Not just in Israel,
yes,
but in
hard.
The Arab world.
When I wanted to make the film,
sides.
Everybody around me, they were afraid. Why do you make something like that? Be aware. What about the Muslim community? What about the Jewish? They started to be afraid. So I know that I have to be so smart to deal with everything.
Cool.
I brought a very very sensitive situation, and I was supposed to be like. Who did the Commedia Elohim?
Dante.
Who did this book about a middle age crisis, and he was talking, you know, against the church and the pub, but he was very smart.
The way he did
the comedy, the Divine Comedy. Wow. So it's about the same sensitivity.
I want to thank my two guests, director Shadi Sarur and producer Ilan Moskovitz. They have a new film called Holy Air, and we'll have more information about this film and how you can see it, where you could get a chance to watch it. It sounds not just funny, but using humor and reality, they tell a very important story. Shadi, Ilan, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to spend with me and talk about your film.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Yeah, thank you very much.
This is Ray Hanani. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast here at thedailyhookah.com. You can always reach me online or by email. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments. Again, that's thedailyhookah.com. Thank you.